Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson about Proposition A and the forum coming up on Wednesday, August 30th. Proposition A, the tennis courts, skate park, some stuff going on with the Knoxville School District. If you would, Cassie, take the Knoxville listeners through what exactly Proposition A is and how it pertains to the ballot coming up on September 12th.
Thank you. The Proposition A will be a question on the ballot, and the school district is asking our voters to increase our PEPL levy, which is our physical plant equipment levy. Overall, though, our school taxes will be decreasing. So Proposition A is increasing one fund. Other things, though, are going to be going down. Property taxes will not be increasing based on this vote. The vote, though, would allow the school district to pay for brand new tennis courts and a basketball court to be built right across the street from the high school. It's currently the skate park, and we would actually replace the skate park. The city will replace that later where the current tennis courts are, so we're going to do a flip-flop there. But the current courts for tennis are just not in playable shape. Engineers have come in and told us that they're really not fixable either. We have a great opportunity here to partner with the city and the school, provide 8 brand new courts and a basketball court on top of that, and not increase property taxes, but give the community members wonderful new courts and some opportunities for health and well-being and lifelong hobbies of playing tennis, playing basketball, and we think it's just going to be a great asset to our community. Proposition A on the ballot September 12th is a lot of legal language. It's a whole paragraph, and we want to make sure that our community members understand that if they vote yes for Proposition A, that money will be used to construct 8 new tennis courts and a new basketball court just west of the rec center across from the high school. That would happen next spring. The vote, if it passes in September, the construction will actually happen next spring, and we hope that those courts will all be available for public use as well as school use on June 1st of next year.
Now, when it comes to the ballot, you said there's going to be a lot of legal term, a little paragraph. What is the main thing, I guess, that you would want Knoxville listeners to remember when they see that?
What we want them to remember is Proposition A, that paragraph, is asking for permission to build tennis courts and a basketball court across from the high school. That's really what this is. So Proposition A is the tennis court, basketball court project. Even though the language, because it is legal language for our PEPL fund, is not going to actually say tennis courts and basketball courts. We want our voters to understand Proposition A, a vote yes, means we would construct new tennis courts and a basketball court. If you vote no, there will not be new tennis courts or a basketball court built, and we're going to probably have to find another location, possibly out of town, for our tennis programs because the current courts will not sustain being able to host meets or to play on those in the future.
Now, where can Knoxville listeners go to find out more information, when can they find out more information about Proposition A so they can get their questions answered and any information they can get about this so they are more informed when it comes to voting?
They are welcome to call me up at the administration building at any time. The number here is 842-6551. We also will be hosting an open forum for questions and answers on August 30th at 5:30 p.m. at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center at KPAC, our beautiful auditorium. This open forum will be held just prior to our Meet the Candidates that are running for school board. That's going to happen at 6:30. So we hope that people who are interested in wanting to vote in a knowledgeable way will come out to the forum ask all the questions they have about this at 5:30 on August 30th. Stick around then and get to meet the seven candidates that are running for our four positions that are open on our school board. And that election, that ballot, will happen on September 12th.
And just one more time to reiterate, Proposition A means new tennis courts and no new tax increase.
That is correct.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.